Okay. All right. All right. So let's start with some basics here. Now, we live in Los Angeles, a city of relatively high consciousness. Now, I don't think I have to convince anyone here that the environment is a key and powerfully important issue that affects all of our lives. I think in this city, perhaps above all, the case is already made that everyone, every individual, every organization, every department of the government needs to do everything in its power to protect the environment. So let me build on that premise. The raising and killing of animals in this country has an immense, immediate, and disastrous impact on the environment. And whatever our personal choices may be about what our diets are, we must at least be conscious of these realities. The number one cause of worldwide deforestation, the number one producer of greenhouse gases, the number one cause of dead zones in our oceans, and of particular significance to a state often facing life-threatening droughts, the number one user of water is the consumption of meat and dairy products. Now, livestock are responsible for one-third of all fresh water consumption on this planet. Livestock occupy 45% of all usable land on this planet. Every day, worldwide, humans drink 5 billion gallons of water and eat 21 billion pounds of food, with cows alone drinking 45 billion gallons of water and eating 135 billion pounds of food every day. Now, according to World Watch, a nonpartisan environmental research institute, even if we were to eliminate the use of all fossil fuels on this planet, we will still pollute our atmosphere beyond its capacity to heal by 2030, simply by continuing our current consumption of meat and dairy. Each of us can make our own choices. But when we get together as a group, especially in organizations like the Department of Animal Services, we have to embrace the fact that the raising and killing of animals for food purposes must only be done if we have absolutely no other choice. Thank you. Now, it is all hands on deck at this point. This is about the long-term survival of every man, woman, and child in this room and of all the people in our lives. So in Los Angeles, we can start with this safe premise. If there is a way that we can avoid the raising and killing of animals, we absolutely have to. Thank you. And the good news is we can. The LA Department of Animal Services provides 336,000 pounds of animal-based dog food to the dogs in our shelters every year. Now, based on the brand of food that we purchase at an annual cost of over $300,000 a year, our choice is responsible for the deaths of over 20,000 chickens, over 10,000 turkeys, and over 1,000 lambs every year. Now, we have to face up to that fact. Feeding meat to omnivorous dogs means choosing to kill 31,000 animals a year. Animals that, if any one of them wandered into one of our shelters, would be given the utmost care, respect, and in fact, could count on virtually every person in this room to fight for their well-being. And lest that number not raise another irony, we have 33,000 dogs in our shelters in a given year. We are killing virtually the same number of animals just to feed the ones we have, and we don't have to. Now, furthermore, feeding meat to our dogs isn't healthy for the dogs. Now, to start with, the brand of food that we provide to them, Canidae Life Stages dog food, doesn't even list meat as an ingredient. It's chicken meal, turkey meal, lamb meal. Now, meal means the worst byproducts of these slaughtered animals. It means parts and components that are unfit for human consumption, including diseased lesions. Now, you're going to hear from the LA chief vet, Jeremy Prupas, a man whose good intentions and commitment to the welfare of companion animals in this city I do not question. But I'm deeply disturbed by his board report, which is impossible to scrutinize effectively. Apparently, his opposition to this proposal is based on phone calls with three unnamed vets and with a conversation with an unnamed pet food representative. Besides a conclusion that cites no study, no fact, no witness we can question, and that clearly doesn't reflect the cutting-edge research that is available in this field, he states that one of his reasons for rejecting this proposal is that if we reduce the amount of animal flesh we feed our dogs, it will increase their fiber intake, and that will increase the amount of dog waste that our staff will have to clean up. So please forgive me if I respectfully turn that statement around. It appears as though the Los Angeles Animal Services chief vet is apparently advocating the killing of 31,000 animals a year to feed our omnivorous dogs in order to constipate them so that they will produce less solid waste. Now, I'm not a vet, but I do perform research. I have been counsel to four United States senators, And I've had to make recommendations to the Senate that have resulted in billions of dollars of appropriations. And I have never been able to make such a recommendation based on three or four phone calls. I've had to cite studies. In this situation, every study I have reviewed, from the National Institute of Health to American Veterinarian, a comprehensive clinical multimedia information platform that serves as a resource to 500,000 vets around the world, to the Los Angeles Times, state unequivocally that dogs not only can do well on plant-based diets, they can do better. Now, in addition, we are honored to have three veterinarians here to testify, including a vet who works for Best Friends. And what they'll tell you, respectfully, is that Dr. Prupas's phone calls are outdated. Dogs are omnivores. Over the last 30 or 40,000 years, they have adopted to be as omnivorous as humans. Many, if not most, of the longest living dogs on this planet are vegan dogs, including, I hope, my own will be among them. Feeding dogs plant-based diets eliminates a huge host of health concerns, allergies, and cancers. I have studies I can cite, I have them right here, that can be reviewed, understood, and that hold up to scrutiny. So, you're going to hear from Dr. Prupas in a moment, a man, again, who I have not yet met, but I respect. And I ask that you take his well-meaning testimony with a grain of salt, and then listen to the feedback from experts in our community who came here today on their own dime and their own time with tremendous expertise when it comes to diet. Now, Dr. Prupas will no doubt tell us that dogs in shelters have unique needs, and they do. He'll say that changing diets is challenging, that sick or ill dogs have special needs, pregnant dogs and puppies have special needs, and he will be entirely right. However, his points have no relationship to his conclusion that they should be fed meat instead of plant-based food. Now, plant-based food is what many vets prescribe for dogs who are ill as a means of ruling out allergens to the poisons and chemicals contained in the, quote, meat-based food. When dogs are nauseated or have diarrhea, the prescription is often simple plant-based food, not Canidae life stages. The next concern raised in the department's board report is the cost of vegan food. Dr. Prupas is correct that the vegan food that is currently available under city contracts would be more expensive. But we have us here today, and I'm humbled to the point of tears that we have this. We have commitment letters from two nationally regarded and recognized plant-based food companies who are willing to match the price of 87 cents a pound that we pay for meat-based dog food. And these companies are Talo and V-Dog. And I'd like, yeah, if you want to applaud. And I believe we also have Mark Ching present, whose foundation is willing to beat the price per pound that we pay and save LAAS thousands of dollars a year. Yeah. Now, therefore, the proposal that I'm putting forth is simple: to empower the Department of Animal Services to negotiate with these companies to obtain a price for plant-based dog food that is in the same range of what we currently pay for meat-based dog food, which is a done deal. And the chief vet can prescribe anything he wants for ill dogs or individual dogs that don't adapt well to a particular diet. That's obviously within his abilities, and we wouldn't challenge that. This is a simple, fair, and decent proposal. It is better for the environment. It is obviously better for the animals who are being killed under conditions that cannot pass as humane to any of us, let alone the Department of Animal Services. This proposal is healthier for dogs, and it would either be cost neutral or save us money. Now, here I quote our own charter as listed on our website, and I'm just about done. The mission of the Department of Animal Services of Los Angeles is to promote and protect the health, safety, and welfare of animals and people. From our own website, here are our values. We believe in humane treatment at all times and in all places. We vow to care compassionately, advocate actively, and work tirelessly to ensure the best possible environment for all animals. Not some animals, all animals. Lastly, our service theme, creating a humane Los Angeles. Saving the lives of 31,000 animals a year instead of feeding them to omnivorous dogs does help create a humane Los Angeles. This proposal is far more in keeping with our service theme and our charter than our current practices. Now, I began this statement with a simple and well-supported premise that collectively, when we come together in organizations like this one, we have to embrace that the raising and killing of animals for food purposes must only be done if we have absolutely no other choice. Well, we do have another choice. that will cost us nothing and be healthier for our dogs and be more humane. My fellow commissioners, I've served with you for 4 years. Some of you, Commissioner Gross, we have the opportunity to save lives here, not just shelter animals, all kinds of animals, and not just animals, human lives. We have a chance to be a leader in this nation, to be followed by shelters around the country instead of following them. We have the chance to be on the cutting edge. Years from now, our children and friends and family will ask us what we did to help save the environment. Years from now, they'll ask us what we did to protect animals, not just companion animals, the animals in our charter, all animals. And on behalf of those animals, I humbly ask for your support.
Well, Commissioner Wolfson, I think you got the first standing ovation in what
in the history of this commission.
So thank you.
And that's a statement about this community, not me. Thank you.
So thank